In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking among yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while, you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me.' Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Dear saints, 7 different times this little phrase, "a little while," is mentioned in our little reading. I think mothers know a little something about this little phrase, "a little while." Ask mothers things like how long their babies stay babies. It's only a little while. We only have our children for a little while. And we only have our mothers for a little while. Truly, heaven is our home. We are but strangers here. St. Peter reminds us that we are sojourners and exiles. One wise Christian I know reminded me this week that we are only passing through, and we're only here for a little while. Jesus also mentions the sorrow and the pain of childbirth, and that then turns into the joy of a baby being born to illustrate how quickly sorrow can turn into joy. And I think moms know a little something about sorrow and pain, as well as joy and rejoicing. You, dear saints, caused her both. Jesus, centering this whole conversation around something that he says he is going to the Father, that he will, for the sake of the world, go to the point of death, even death on a cross, to protect you, and that you might have a joy that no one can take away from you. One of Jesus' illustrations of a good mother, and one of Jesus' illustrations of self-sacrifice that he himself does for you, is that of the mother hen that you have pictured on your bulletin cover and up there. It is that when there is danger near, the mother hen spreads out her wings and gathers her brood, or desires at least to gather her brood, to protect them, to keep them safe. She is saying that she is going to keep her little ones safe, even if that means over her dead body. Last Saturday, I heard a pastor tell a story about how one time he was visiting a farmer. The farmer had called him that morning. Visit him. The farmer took him out to a pile of rubble that he was walking over. And he said, "Pastor, this used to be my chicken shed yesterday, before a fire caught, lightning struck it. I couldn't stop it. The only thing I could do would be wait and assess the damage in the morning. And as I was walking through here this morning, right here," and he stopped, "I heard something like baby chicks chirping. So I dug through the rubble and I found the carcass of a mother hen having spread out her wings. And underneath that underneath that dead body of the hen were 3 living baby chicks." He said, "Pastor, that's just like Jesus." Indeed, dear saints, just like Jesus. He is helping us get the directions straight. Jesus certainly teaches us about mothers, no doubt. But good mothers teach us more about Jesus. Insofar as mothers sacrifice and protect and comfort and console and heal and feed and clothe, they are just like Jesus. It is the lesser that is to teach you about the greater, that mothers teach you about the greater good. And that is so important that we get that direction straight. In mothers, insofar as they are good, they teach you just like Jesus. And in mothers, insofar as they are bad, you learn that you and they need something so much more, namely Jesus. Insofar as mothers protect and sacrifice, you learn that they are just like Jesus. And insofar as mothers are helpless to protect, to preserve, but they can't because there are forces too strong against them, like sin and death and the devil, we learn we need something more than mothers, like Jesus. And you have a joy, dear saints. It is the joy that you are underneath the wings of a protector, of a one who is willing to die for you, and of one who is raised up, who is still gathering you into himself. Because no matter how good or bad your mother was or is, and no matter how good or bad a mother that you were or are, there are things that mothers cannot protect their children from, even over their dead bodies. But Jesus can, and Jesus does. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. There is nothing that can get through those wings, not sin. He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God, not death. God sent his Son into the world that whoever believes in him should not die, but have eternal life, and not the devil. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. It took the dead body and the outstretched arms of Jesus to fulfill those promises, and it takes the living body of Jesus, who is still present with his church today, with his word, and with his sacrament, to keep those promises. And he is keeping those, because that is you underneath there. That is you gathered. That is you protected. That is you who once were dead and now living under the living body of Jesus. You are God's child. You are protected. You are gathered. And he gathers you again today so you don't forget where you ought to be. There is only one place that is safe for you, and that is underneath his wings. Every single sin can be summarized in the first commandment, and that is, you shall have no other gods. Every single sin is us saying no to God gathering us. To think that we are wise enough that we shouldn't think, say, or do what he tells us we should say, think, and do. Or to think that we are strong enough to not need him to protect us under the wings of his word and his sacraments and his church. Or to think that he doesn't always want to gather us, even after we have gone astray and been so foolish. We commit this one sin in so many different ways. We say no to Jesus, gathering us under his protection. But Jesus has taken on the fire of God's wrath that we deserve for our foolish wanderings. Jesus has taken on the eternal separation of God that we deserve. He died that we might live, and he lives that he might still gather us. Mothers know the pain of their children saying no to them, even when they know better. And Jesus knows this pain all too well. On the week that he died, he saw Jerusalem and he cried. He wept and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I desire to gather you as mother's hens gather their children to protect you, and you would not." Dear saints, there is only one safe place for you, and that is your life hidden in Christ to God. To know that he has stretched out his arms on the cross to protect you, and that he is gathering you once again underneath his wings, right now, right here, with his word to feed you, to protect you, to remind you of the one place that you have in which your joy cannot be taken away from you. Jesus speaks about the sorrow and the joy of motherhood. Sorrow when a woman is giving birth because her hour has come. But when the baby is born, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy of a new life. I wouldn't have the confidence to say it if Jesus didn't say it, that you don't remember the pain after childbirth. But Jesus said it so I could say it. It was not easy for you to be born in the world. It took mom's blood, sweat, and tears. And it is not easy for you to be born a child of God. It took Jesus's blood, sweat, and tears. And it took more blood, sweat, and tear-filled prayers of people that you don't even know or that you could ever begin to know. The reason that you are here is because people have prayed for you. My mother prayed for me. I didn't even know if we were going to sing that today, so I was going to sing it today. It was not easy for you to be born into the world, and it was not easy to raise you. And you did nothing to be born into this world. And you did nothing to be reborn as a child of God. By grace, you have been saved. This is not of your own doing, lest any one of us think that we could boast. It is not easy to become a child of God, but it is God's eternal joy, and it is your constant sorrow turning to the joy that no one can take away from you. What this day ought to remind you of is the love and the sacrifice of Christ, of the joy of being a child of God in the midst of your great sorrows. And that as mothers carry a life within them, so also you have life within you, a hope that is within you that no one and nothing can take away. It is not you who live, it is Christ who lives in you. That even as the world might scorn and hate you, you are under the wings of his protection that no one and nothing can harm. Nothing can get to you that is not also for your eternal good. And that God gathers you again here today that you might be reminded of the great good it is to say yes to him. And what he tells you to say and think and do, and in what he tells you he has done and is doing and promises that he will always do for you. God, help us all continue to say yes to him in this time of a little while, this time that we do not yet see him, but we do hear him. And the promise is, dear saints, that you will see him as he is. All you have to do is wait just a little while. So don't forget you are sojourners, that heaven is your home, that all of your sorrow will be turned into joy. We are God's children now. But when we see him as he is, we will be all the much more glorious. Our comfort as we wait is that he sees us now. Our comfort as we wait is that good mothers and mothers' hens will always be just like Jesus. Our comfort now is that as mothers fail us and as mothers fail, they don't have something that's just like Jesus. They have Jesus, who gathers and protects with outstretched wings, and that you have a joy that no one can take away from you. In Jesus' name, amen.